So we're in Brachas Avchol Gimel and Aleph. And if you remember, the last sugya that we learned was the sugya of a person who was Omed Betfila Umayim Shosin Albirkov, which is Chav Bezim at Bez. The person was in the middle of davening and he starts urinating. And he stops in the middle while he's urinating. And then the question was, Machlokus seen Rav Chista and Rav Hamnuna as to where does he continue from? And we had whole discussions about many aspects of this sugya, but this is going to be related to one piece of it. And that is, so the Gemara says the Machlokus depends upon whether or not, one says you start from the beginning, one says you start from where you left off. And the Gemara says it depends on whether or not it's a Gavra Duchuyahu, whether or not this person is considered a pushed aside gavra, in which case he has to start from the beginning. Or we say no, the gavra chazihu, he's a fit gavra, and therefore he can continue from where he left off. And Rashi explained, there was a huge mahalos Rishonim Sadeh explained this gavra d'chuyah, but Rashi shita was, what does it mean gavra d'chuyah? So if you look in Rashi, Rashi says, when he was really pushed aside when he began davening, but he had tzorach on the cover, and he needed to use the facilities. Well, exactly what is? I guess this is talking. He needed to urinate. That's what it's talking about over here. So dochihum l'spalo, he was not really fit at that time to daven. So therefore, the davening that he did before already he was. Mayim Shosim Al Birkov was not fit, was not davening. So therefore, when he starts over again, where does he have to start over from? The very beginning. That's Rashi Shita. And Rashi Shita is that the problem with this person was that he started davening when he shouldn't have started davening because he had to urinate. So the next sugya, according to Rashi, is very closely connected to the previous sugya because the next sugya that we're going to learn today is the sugya of is the person allowed to daven if he needs to urinate? So it's the first wide line, Tana Rabbana, Hanitzrach L'mkav Lo Al Yisbal. According to Rashi, the connection between the previous sugya is obvious. What I'd like to do is do that sugya with the Rashi up until there's a little dot, one dot, I don't know what one dot means, but there's a one dot, sort of a diamond it looks like to me. Down by the first word on the line is Bar Papa. You see that? Mm-hmm. So that's the sugya. The sugya is going to talk about actually two different things, or maybe only one different thing, depending on how you learn the sugya. It's going to talk about this problem about davening when you really have to go. You have to go to the bathroom. So when can you do it? What happens if you do it? So learn that sugya with the Rashi, and then I'd like you to see the riff. The riff is on page Yud Dalet in the Dapei Riff. And it starts. It's one. Oh, it's at the page Yud Dalet first. It's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 wide lines down. First word is Sifvase. And it starts in the second word, Tana Rabbanan. You see that? Tana Rabbanu Hayatzach L'Mekav L'Kavav. It's basically the wrist sack of the sugya up until the two dots. Okay, Lifnei Hamakom. Then do this little Talmidei Rabbeinu Yona Avol Yochol Lamod Al Atzmo Mutter. You see that? It's the third bold section from the bottom. Avol. The word Avol isn't bold. You see that? That little section over there, it's like three lines. And then go to the handout. Okay? The handout is basically, let me tell you what the discussion is in the sugya, according to my understanding of it, one of the discussions anyway, is if a person has to urinate and he davens. And instead of going, it's Torah and Kavanah, and davens anyway. So is that considered, normally there's a halacha that a person is out of daven, even though he's filled with soa and meraglayim. How can you daven? You couldn't be closer to Torah Miraglim. How are you allowed to daven? So the Gemara says, because the lo nitna Torah la malachi asher. So how do you understand that? It means that all internal waste material is not considered a violation of Ahoyamachim Echadosh. The question is, when a person is a Torah from the Kavav, does that change the status and no longer be included in the category of Ahoyamachim of lo nitna Torah malachi asher? That's the question. That's the question that I think is fundamental in this sugya over here. So what I'd like you to do, again, you saw the Rif, the Talmid Rabbi Ben Yonah, the Rambam. I gave you there's two Rambams, and then there's a Hagos Maimini, and then there's a third Rambam. The third Rambam, you see the third Rambam?
Yeah.
What does it say there? Yeah, what does it say?
Kohelet?
No, that's Kohelet. What does it say?
Nothing.
What does it say? It doesn't say anything. That's exactly right. That's all I want you to see. The Ram doesn't say anything about the Krishna. Okay. What? Yes. That's very significant. Okay? And then the next thing is sort of there's another topic that gets involved in the end of the sugya, based on a pasuk Kohelet, which is a very difficult pasuk to understand. The Gemara discusses this passage, and it has to do with maybe according to the way this passage has to do, the Shmor Raglecha, when you go to the Beis Elokim, is interpreted by our Gemara that having to do with a person should be careful with himself, with his Raglaya, meaning with some of his something to do with his waste elimination process, when he goes to the Beis Elokim, meaning when he goes to Davin. The Gemara seems to apply it to this case over here. And it introduces a whole new subject, at least according to Rashi, when not where a person has to urinate or defecate, but rather a person has flatulence. If a person has a lot of gas, is he allowed to daven or not allowed to daven? So that gets involved. That's sort of a second topic, the end of the sugya, and it gets involved in interpreting this pasuk. And then there's a Shulchan Aruch and a Bir HaGura, amazing Shulchan Aruch, and a Bir HaGura on this other topic of is a person allowed to daven if they're not able to prevent themselves from letting gas go. Okay, so all these are all things that Mark is going to describe as maintaining the proper level of kedusha and holiness, and when one is engaged in conversation with other people.